Hofei Tavis, 12th of January, Rabbi Elimelech Kornfeld, the foundation of Hashem's nation.
This week's parasha is parasha Ve'eda. First of all, I shukayach to the Achsanya. Starting off the day with Divrei Torah is a big schus for all the mishtatfim and for all the Klal Yisrael, as we will explain. So the parasha starts Ve'idami lechim el Moshe ve'yom elav ani Hashem ve'eda el Avraham el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov ve'kel shakoi u'shmi Hashem lo netati lohem. Hashem is saying that He spoke to the Avos and used the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kel Shakai, but He did not use the shame of Shmi Hashem. Question is, what does this mean? So Rashi says a very interesting thing here. Rashi says, Ve'era, Rashi says, El HaAvos, to the Avos. The very obvious question that everybody asks. What are you telling to the Ovis? The Pasuk says, Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. He has to teach us that Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov are the Ovis. What does he explain? What's the difference between the shame of Kel Shakai and the shame of Shmi Hashem? So he says, the Shmi Hashem is a midas hamitis shali. Nemen la'amis devorai. Shame Hashem is that I keep every word I say. Every promise I give, I keep. So he says, by the Ovis, he said, Kel Shakai. He promised Eretz Yisrael, he didn't get Eretz Yisrael yet. So there was no recognition yet of the shame of Hashem that he's Mekayim Dvarav. Whereas, by Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to see the Nisim, Gluyim, and you're going to see Klai Yisrael coming into Eretz Yisrael, the Kim of that Haftocha. Hashem will keep that promise in front of your eyes. Midas Amitas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in respect to what we asked before, that what's Rashi telling us, these are the others. We know they're the others. So I heard from the Chevron Rosh Hashiva of Simchas Yisrael Groy, this is Groy Levrocha, a beautiful chat. He said the others had two functions. They themselves were Oivdei Hashem. Each one in his level got a very, very high levels of Avodas Hashem, closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And aside from that, they were the others of Klal Yisrael. They were the founding blocks of the binyan called Klal Yisrael. Each one of us has something from the Avos within us. So, it says like this. But as Hashem said that I didn't keep my mavtocha to the Avos, that wasn't in respect to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as individuals. Hashem promised Avram, Agad Neshemecho, Avorechecho, that's Mekuyim, Lo'ezovcho, Ad Hashem Sisas, Dover Hazeh, with all the Avos that were mavtochas, personally to them, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim. What Rashi is telling us, that what Hashem is saying now is, the Haftocha of the Torah is Ovis, as Ovis of Klal Yisrael, that in the schools of the Ovis, we're going to eventually go into Eretz Yisrael, that was not yet Mekayim, and we did not see the Midas Amitas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he explains it. It's interesting, the Ramban says a slightly different pshat in the Pasuk, but we could apply the same idea. Ramban says, Kel Shakai, is the Shem Shaka is the lashon of doing miracles within the laws of nature. Even though, like the Ramban says in many places, it says it here also, that really is no real laws of nature. Why? Because Hashem has Hashgach on every individual in Klal Yisrael according to the mitzvahs and averus. You do a mitzvah, Hashem changes the laws of nature, not externally, but He arranges things in a fashion. You should have Siyat Neshamaya. And if Chas V'Shalom person does Averis, it causes less of a Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, less the Yad HaShemayah. But externally, we do not see the changes of laws of nature. That's a shame, Shakai. Like the Gemara, Chagiga says, that when Hashem created the world was being mispashed, it was growing and growing, then Hashem said, die! It has to have a limitation. In other words, the spiritual world has no limits. The physical world has limits. Everything in this world is defined and limited. So he says, by the Ovis, Hashem gave them his Siyata Shemaya. They went through Melchomas, and they went different places. People tried to, the king started up with him, Avimelech, the Melech Mitzrayim. Yitzchak was a Zareya, and he had tremendous Siyata Shemaya, etc., etc. But that was within the laws of nature. Whereas now, Shemi Hashem, the Shem of Havaya, which is above the laws of nature, not restricted by anything, the Shinoi HaTeva that Klal Yisrael saw with the Ezer Makris, Kriyas Yamsu, Matan Torah, that Od Lo Nodati Lehem, the Ovid did not see that yet. That's the way the Ramban says. But on that we could also ask, we know that even though the Pasuk doesn't say Mefurish, we have Kabos Chazal, Ulkazim, Avram Avinu went into the furnace of fire and came out alive. We have the other Chazal, that Avram Avinu was, when he went to war with the Melochim, he threw dirt at them, earth at them, and it turned into spears and killed them. That does not seem to be within the constraints of Teva, of laws of nature. That's supernatural. We could say the same thing in the Ramban. It's the same idea that Enoch and Ami, in respect to the foundation blocks of Klal Yisrael, there was no need for the Ovis to have miracles. And the Torah doesn't discuss it, because the Torah, when they're talking about the Ovis, they're not telling us a history book. They're telling what we can learn from the Ovis, what the message Hashem wanted us to get out of the Ovis. So the personal miracles that he made for them, for their personal benefit, because they were on a very, very high madrega of Avodas Hashem, that's something particular to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as individuals. As far as Ovis, the foundation blocks of Klal Yisrael, that was a Nogeya. Their chelik and the foundation of Klal Yisrael was the chelik of Klal Yisrael, which is Nogeya, within the Teva. Now, we are starting in Parshas Ve'era, a new level of the binyan of Klal Yisrael, of building the greatness of Klal Yisrael, l'malam in HaTeva, through these nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf, and finally, the Matan Torah. It's an important thing for us to clarify this, because we all know these Parshas are the Parshas of Amunah. We go through the Makis, all the Mephoshim talk about Amunah, Hashgacha Protos, En Kemoini, Shem B'Kerev Ha'aretz, the different messages that HaKadosh Baruch gave to the entire world, which we take throughout history to recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Hashgacha Protos towards us and to the entire world. But there's another half that is important also to know. Aside from knowing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these Parshas are also bringing out the greatness of Klal Yisrael. What is the Metzias of Klal Yisrael in this world? Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chovler from Talmidei of the Vilna Goyin, he says very bekitzer, but the general idea says Varichos, what we were saying before. There are two stages in the building of Klal Yisrael. The office was called the Matan Torah, even though we know, Chazal say, that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kuloi. That was his personal avodah, but it was before Matan Torah. It's not nogea to us. What's nogea to us from the office is, like it says, Yofas Yichosim Shalav the Ovis, Yoyisim V'Teros V'Shalbonim. The stories about Eliezer Avram, which revealed to us a little bit about the values which the Ovis lived in, that is something which is nogea to us for all the generations. As the founding blocks of Klal Yisrael, so the midas of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, going to Chasodim, the Chesed of Avraham Avinu, Rachmonim, Anovim, Anova, the Gemara says, these are the midas of Klal Yisrael. That was instilled within us from the Ovis HaKadoshim. You see, they have the Mishnah Pirkei Ovis. The Mishnah Pirkei Ovis says that Esen is Yoinis Nisnasu Avram Avinu. So Rav Chaim Veloshina, it's a well-known Rav Chaim Veloshina, he's a Metayik. Over here says Avram Avinu. Before that, the Mishnah before that discusses 10 doyres between Noach and Avram. It doesn't say Avinu. So he says the difference is, this Avram, Avram, it was a person, Avram was a tzaddik, and he was Zoichel for himself. He was Noitel Zrach Keneged Kulam of all the doyres beforehand, because they were all doing Averis, and he was the first one to be Oved Hashem properly. But there was Avram Avinu, like we said before, Avram as the foundation of Klal Yisrael. and the actions of Avraham Avinu had implications on every single one of us for all the Torahs. He says that the fact that Jewish people throughout history, even simple Jewish people, were willing to be Meis and Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even they weren't so learned, that's because we have in our spiritual genes of Klal Yisrael the Midah of Avraham Avinu. There's Meisim after Meisim. Everybody knows hundreds of Meisim about this. Remember the famous Meisim in Krakow during World War II. The Nazis wanted to mizalz on the Sefer Torah. So they took a Jew who was considered like the lowest of the low. And they wanted him to stamp on the Sefer Torah. Or spit on the Sefer Torah. Whatever, be mizalz on the Sefer Torah. And he got up and he picked it up and he started dancing with it. Even though his whole life he was living, mamish, looked like no Yerush Ramayim. But when it came to the test, he had that Midah of Avraham Avinu. You want to be mezazel in the Torah? Adarava. I'm going to dance around with it till Chmon Litzlani was killed al Kiddush Hashem. But that's the Midah of Klal Yisrael. Lech Lecho, he says. Klal Yisrael throughout history, members of Klal Yisrael moving from one place to the next, whether it be to Eretz Yisrael or even from one community to the next, because they want a place which is Matin Favodis Hashem. It's always an abnormal thing. That's something ingrained in the spirit of Klal Yisrael and others. That's Avraham Avinu, that Bechin of Avinu. So I call upon him, these are the two stages of the building of Klal Yisrael also. We have the Ovois, which was Bekel Shakai. It was Koy the Matan Torah. So over there, the fact that we have that special kesher to the Torah, that does not stem from the Ovois. But what does stem from the Ovois is what we're saying. The Midas of Chesed of Klal Yisrael, the Emunah Vitochen of Klal Yisrael, that comes from the Ovois. Now Hashem is saying that was Kel Shakai, Dai Boilomi, within the world, Bris Milas from the others. That's even a physical body is different. That's all Nogeta of a physical nature, Amidas. Now we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now saying, we're starting a new Mahalach. Shmi Hashem, I'm revealing Shem Havayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a spiritual world which is completely out of the limitation, out of the realm of the physical world. The special matzav of the Nisan Gluyim that happened now, which led up to Matan Torah. Once we have Matan Torah, and Klal Yisrael is a new Klal Yisrael. Every member of Klal Yisrael, Migod Lat Kotten, has a special neshama, which is Matin, for Liman HaTorah, and having a special closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes through the Torah. I remember a Volga, the Chayin Levach, the Mashgiach, he once told us, he met a big professor, I forgot the name, he's a professor of the ancient Middle Eastern languages. He told Rav Volga, I know all the language over there, Babylonian, Sumerian, Hittite, whatever. And I know the books, I read all the books there, I know them all. There's just one of them that I know the language, I just don't understand what's going on over there. He says, which one is that? The Talmud, the Gemara. Why? Because this person wasn't a Jew. To have the Yodea, the Dasim HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is revealed to Torah Shebaal Peh, that's Shaykh, if you don't have a special neshama of a Yid. That's what we say every day. It's a special Bechir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that ability to have a Shaykh to the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Nakuda that the Parsha is starting off with, telling us, Klal Yisrael, Yisarecha, we have the messages of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, His Hashkocha, Him overriding the laws of nature. But together with that, Hashem is saying, it's not just something staying up by me, something Shaykh to you. You are the nation that has a Shaykhis to this great level of Hashoras Hashchina. And the truth is, there's a deeper level to this also. There's a famous Medrash in Bereshis Rabba that says, in Bereshis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishalech B'soich HaGan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kavayocha walking inside Gan Eden. The Ruach HaYoyim. What does it mean Hashem is walking in Gan Eden? So the Medrash says, Iker Shchina B'tachtoinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a physical world. The physical world doesn't seem to be a place where the Iker HaShoras HaShchina, spirituality, should be. But no. The Medrash says that the whole idea behind creating a physical world by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that there is a physical world. There's room for confusion of making physicality the goal in life. But no, that's not. The whole goal of the world is there should be a physical world, and within the physical world we should bring Ruchnius. It should be guided by Ruchnius. That is the highest level of Hashos HaShchina, of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. That's the purpose of the whole creation. So it says that's the way it originally was in Gan Eden. It was revealed, it was obvious. The Yetzer we have today didn't exist then. Taivis and Kovin, all these other low-level Yetzeras were not around then. But there were other Yetzeras. That was the Nochosh, with the Nisraim of the Nochosh. Said, Odom Rishon was Choyte, so the Shechina went up a level. And then they had the other Chatoim, Tor Mabel, the Oflog, etc., etc., till the Shechina went up to Sheben Rekia, was detached, Kabel Yochel, to a main, in a main way from this world. Boavram Avinu, and he started bringing it down. Yitzhak Yaakov, and the seventh one was Moshe Rabbeinu. The process from the Ovis to Moshe Rabbeinu was the process of bringing the Shechina back into the Tachtoinim. That there should be Hashros HaShechina in this world. And that is what was Nisgal right now. We're getting to the final level of a Hashros HaShechina in this world. There's a mice that was made fairly well known in the last Tzkufa. Rosh Yeshiva Rabban Leib Steigman, Zecher Tzadik LeBrochen, Odom Kodesh Moed, we all know. He was in Switzerland as a bocher between the during World War II. And there was a Rav Ellinger that said over the mice, he met him, he saw the Rosh Yeshiva over there, he was a bocher, all by himself, without a yeshiva, and sitting, learning Yom HaValayla. He's very spoiled. Yom HaValayla. You have no friends, no nothing, and just focused on Limud HaTorah. So he asked him, what's your goal in life? I wasn't there, I don't know exactly what he asked him, but that was both Pose Yosef. But he asked him, he was expecting to say, I want to be the God of Israel. He didn't say that. He said, I want to be a Merkava Lishchina. Merkava, I want to be a chariot for the Shechina. It sounds like something very abstract, Kabbalistic. So I just want to explain that the levels and levels and levels of this, but that idea of Merkava Lishchina shaped every single Jew. What is Merkava Lishchina? We were talking about before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be a Shechina B'tachtoinim. And he wants us to have a direct hashpah from him. We say that every day in Kriya Shema, Liyos Lochem Le'elikim, I'm going to be your Elikim. What does that mean? All the Mephoshim, Svon and other Mephoshim say, Liyos Lochem Le'elikim means I am going to give a special direct hashpah upon you. How does that happen? By the fact that we have a Sheikhus to the Torah Kedosha. We're talking about two shemes. Shame of Shin Dalakut Shakai, and shame Havaya. The Vilna Goin in his Peish and Rus says an amazing thing. He says, Hashem created the world with these two meters. Havaya, we said spirituality, but also Havaya means chesed, without any boundaries. Hashem, hoy, hoy, v'yiyah, mahavah, kol, he creates everything and everybody. Every Rosh in the world is alive because the Kosh Bo is giving him life. Why? Because Hashem's chesed is without a gvul. Even if the person is not deserving, he gets it. Maybe the time will come that he will change. But in the meantime, he doesn't have to deserve it. That's the chesed of Hashem. Without gvulis, no matter how bad the person is, if he's alive, it's because Hashem, b'chasid, is keeping him alive. Mitzad Hashem, it is midas adin. We generally understand midas adin to be punishment, but that's not what it means. Din is judgment. It means limited. That's like we said before, that's a shame of Shakai. Shin Dalad Yud means die. The physical world is limited. The spiritual world is not limited. Says the Vilna Gaon, amazing Mahalach and Avodas Hashem. He says, just like Hashem created His world with Chesed and Din, so too in our personal lives, we have to put this Midah of Shakai, which we're saying is learned from the others, and the Midah of Havaya, Chesed Beli Soif, in our lives. How do you split it up? So he says like this. What's nogea to avodas Hashem? To spirituality? Then you do b'chesed. B'ligvul. A person says it's hard for me to learn. Pushes himself to learn a little bit more. To get up early, to do a mitzvah, whatever it may be. No, he doesn't have gulas. He pushes himself a little bit more. That's havaya. And he says, if you do that, then you have a shaykh, it's a shaykh, what we're talking about. It's magbir that Hashuah Hashchina of Avaya meets a chesed upon you, and you get a special siyat Shemaya. When do you meet? You use meet this adin. This adin is when it's nogeya to the physical things. When it's nogeya to the physical things, I could eat a good meal. I could eat nonstop. Run after time is the whole day. Oh, they would say meet this adin. Know what I need, and suffice with that. I could run after money in my own life, amassing more and more and more and more. That's doing chesed to the physicality, which is din. I'm giving all my kreiches to din. If I look at it the other way around, and I'm making a panosa, and I use over half of myself, and I do din with myself, I don't take it all for myself. I give it to tzedakah, that other rabbi is magmi the midas of chesed. In other words, we're always in between these two mahalchim of chesed and din. If I'm snag, if I act with chesed towards the physical part of myself, then I'm strengthening the midas adin, because the physical part is a limited part of myself. So I'm limiting myself more and more. Whereas if I limit, or at least I not limit it less than I need, but I give what I need, I don't get overly caught up with the physical part of the midas adin. And adarav, I put more effort into the midas achesed, the ruchni is digger part of myself, then adarav, through that I'm being magbir, I'm strengthening the midas achesed upon myself. That is these two things. And Be'etzim, if you think of it, it's written different svarim. This idea of, we said this Kabbalistic sounding idea of Makom L'Shechina means, like we said, Hashem, each member of Klal Yisrael is a receptacle for the Hashuah HaShechina. And there's two ways to get it. One way is in the physical part of ourselves, which is the state that we got from the Ovis HaKadoshim. The Ovis, in my physical self, how I act with the way I physically act, with my taivis, or my midas hachesed to other people, midas rachamim, that is one way, the midas taivis. The midas taivis bring me ashras hashrina mitzad the guf. And then I have the second way of bringing ashras hashrina by myself, through the Torah HaKadosh, through the mitzvahs. It's not a chiddush of statement. The Bach in the Shulchan Aruch says, that when it says that there was the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because they didn't make a bracha on Talmud Torah, he says, mamish those words. He says, because if they learned it just because they want to learn, that's not Talmud Torah. That's intellectual pursuit. A person has to realize that Talmud Torah is a special kli that Kosh Baruch gave to be mashrish chin upon us, because we are Heichel Hashem. So Pasuk in Yom Yom, Klal Yisrael is like a Beis HaMikdash. And we're he uses those words. Klal Yisrael is a Merkava L'Shechina, using that second koyach of Havaya, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unlimited koyach through the Limud HaTorah and the mitzvahs. That's the way we grow. And Zeichah to that Siyat HaShemaya. As we mentioned before, the Rosh Yeshiva is a Chassad L'Vrocha, the big Aveda for Klal Yisrael. There's something to be misboinen. He was a person who everybody knows, everybody heard anything about him. You could say he was misagiv himself, he tortured himself. He did not torture himself. He was the happiest Jew in the world. But he lived with this conviction. I know what is important. Eating. It's important. It's important. That's what showed me. He wasn't mezalzel in eating. It's important to eat. It's important to have panos. It's important to have what you have. But put in the right perspectives. He got to Madrega that for him to eat was very little. If we try to copy him, it won't be good. Because he ate too little for us. But for him, that was perfectly satiated and happy with what he had, with his amount of sleep and with everything else. And Mitzad Hasheni, taking on his tremendous Hasmod and Limud HaTorah and responsibility for Klal Yisrael. That was also, that Mitzad HaChesed, to copy the Ruchni as he took, and he had tremendous Siyat HaShemayah wherever he touched. We don't even realize different things the Olam HaTorah went through in the last years, different financial states, 10 years ago. There was a financial collapse in America, and the whole world was shaken up, and it's not the same even. I remember then, the Choshva Jews saying that the future of the yeshivas and the kolim is, there's no future, what's going to be? And that's the way it looked, because if you look in the eyes of Derech HaTeva and Echanan, it's impossible. But him, other rabbi, then he started opening up new yeshivas, new kolim. Why? Because if we live our life, that we're not just another human being, like the famous Kuzari says, you have plant life, animal life, human beings, then you have Klal Yisrael. Completely different Bria. The Bria of Klal Yisrael is a Bria that, like we said, is a special creation that Hashem created, that has a neshama that it can have the Asheros HaShechina. And each one of us have it on our level. Just a matter of recognizing, where is my strength? Where is my source of success in Siyat HaShemai in life? Is it in my material pursuit? Or is it my Ruchni as the Dikah pursuit? And when we have that, then in the Hanami, each person on his level gets that extra Siyat HaShemai. And like we said, this example that we had in our generation of a person who lived like that, to us it sounds extreme, but for him, it was natural. He had a house. Maybe some of you have went into his house. It was very, very, very basic. Less than basic. Somebody walked in there. People used to walk in there and say, Rebbe, I'm going to give you some money to paint the walls. They'd laugh at him. Paint the walls? I have a beautiful house. What's the problem? You have extra money? Give it to Tzedakah. Someone came to him and said, but says, Dear Noam, Achev is Daita Shalodim. If you have a nice house, it makes a person have more peace of mind. He said, what? This is a dear Noah. Once again, I'm not saying that we should have that type of house. Each one on his madrega. We're talking about directions in life. So you appreciate that, Baruch Hashem, what is the koyach of Klal Yisrael? The koyach of Klal Yisrael is where the toilodas of the Ovois, HaKadoshim, and they were mashrish, they put within us this midah, of, like we're saying, the Goyim HaChasodim, Anovim, Rachmonim, the tremendous meters of the Jewish nation that we're so proud of to make us great and make us use what we have and appreciate what we have in the proper fashion. Make us Sameach B'chelkoi. Adarabba, everybody what he has could be Sameach B'chelkoi. And together we have the Torah Kedosh, the special Matona that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave only the Klal Yisrael. We're the only nation to have it. That is a direct Kavayochel conversation, limud between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're Isaac to try and understand what the Ratzon Hashem, and Hashem comes down, is Mashrei Shechina upon us with the Torah HaKadosh. So, this is such a beautiful thing. Starting the day with the Torah HaKadosh. That's showing what is important. I recognize. Sometimes it could be just a few minutes. But it's a statement. That it's not just that my life is involving physical things. And we also have to do mitzvahs. That's a choyva. It's not a choyva, it's a chus. This is a way to start the day. And when we have this in our mind, the day is a completely different day. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that a person should be kaveit in the Torah, even if he's going to be mafsid moment harbe. He's going to lose a lot of money, he shouldn't be in the fatalist kviyas. Generally for mitzvahs, we don't say such a thing. I heard once from Moshe Shapir, Zechasadim Levrocha, that he also said, you see over here, it's not just another mitzvah to be kaveit in the Torah, to have a specific time to learn every day. That is the Seder Hayoim of a Jewish person of Ben Aliyah. I don't have 24 hours a day. I have 23 hours a day, 23 and a half hours a day. Whatever the amount is, kol echel fi yecholtoi. If we do that, in Yetz Hashem, we'll be the toilodois that are hemshech of the ovois, hemshech of Moshe Rabbeinu, hemshech of Matan Torah, and we'll be zicha to tremendous siyata shemaya and everything we'll do.
All right, let's look at the week for the Shabbos.